If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Hi, Dawn. How are you today?
Well, hello, John. It is a pleasure to be here, as usual.
Our segment is sponsored by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, the original healthy meal company. We've been talking about the game on Sunday, and I thought maybe you'd have some... this is a high bar. This is a heavy load. Give us some healthy eating ideas for the Super Bowl on Sunday, Dawn.
Oh, my gosh. Well, so listen, I have a lot of very good pitches for how to get more fruits and vegetables. And, of course... Beans into our, you know, I'm going to have to do it. So I'm going to go through several things. And I think one of these is going to pop out as like, you know, resonating with somebody and they're going to really do it. And anyway, okay, let's go.
All right.
Dips. Okay, you have to have dips at a party. Like, hello, you know. The first dip, I mean, it's true, right?
No, you're right. If you walk in and they don't have dips, you go, you know what, I'm going to pass. So we'll just watch it at home.
I got somewhere else to be. Okay, so the first dip is just taking Greek yogurt and stirring in blue cheese. I'm kidding you not. This is a two-ingredient dip that is so delicious. And then you would serve that with, like, celery sticks and carrot sticks, sort of that blue cheese dip that you are used to. If you don't love that, this is a party pleaser. This is a buffalo party hummus that I have brought to many parties. And so here's why I love it, is you just go to the store and buy a pack of hummus, okay? You dump it on a plate. And then to make it buffalo style, I do hot sauce, I do a little bit of blue cheese, and I do a little bit of cilantro to make it look like fresh and fabulous. And I put celery and carrot sticks with that. And those are two sort of elevated ways to get your veggie tray in, but way more Super Bowl vibe. Mm-hmm. So
I'm surprised you're letting us have all that blue cheese, Dawn.
Yeah, you know what's great about blue cheese is that it is very flavorful, and a dab will do ya. You know, a dab will do ya. So you don't need much, even in that yogurt dip or on the hummus, to make it feel very, very flavorful. So I think it is a good hack to get cheese, but not too much.
What, do you get the crumbles and just kind of stir it around?
Yeah, exactly. Blue cheese crumbles, and yeah, it really makes the whole yogurt taste like blue cheese, even though you didn't use very much. And of course, you know, you get your celery and carrots, which makes me so happy. Okay, so fine. Well, I like those two ideas a lot, but you can't have me talk to you about parties and dips and Super Bowl unless I'm going to try and pitch you a 7-layer bean dip. I mean, it's like made for us. The idea of using canned refried beans, the only thing when you are buying them is to make sure they are no lard in the ingredient list. So usually those will say like fat-free or vegetarian to sort of cue you that there's no lard, or otherwise just look at the ingredient list. And then you've got all your layers. So it could be Greek yogurt and tomatoes and green onions and cilantro and salsa and black olives, you know, do all the things that you like. But at the base of this, it's one of the best Super Bowl snacks that everybody already has. But, you know that you're, you know, having your beans that I like so much. Of course, you serve it with chips, which I appreciate. I don't mind some chips on Super Bowl Sunday. But please mention this to everyone you know. We've got to encourage people to also serve dips with mini pepper scoopers.
You guys,
so, like, you know those mini peppers? Oh,
yes,
my God, they're so great.
Yes,
cut them in half.
Yes.
They're great. If you cut them in half, they turn into this baby little boat that you can scoop up all this dip. They're super crunchy, and you're not getting any of the chips. You're getting all the crunch from an actual vegetable.
And they're delicious, and they're sweet. I love those things. I love those things.
Yeah, I can't say enough about. I mean, we all need to give a moment for our mini pepper scoops. We need to have those at our Super Bowl parties. So that's sort of the entrance. You know, you've got your dips. Then you're going to have something substantial. You know, as everyone's like watching this game, what else are you going to have? And I can't say enough about chili. Chili is another classic you see at a lot of Super Bowl parties. And you can take whatever chili recipe you've always made And you can just add a little bit more beans, like black beans or pinto beans, even white beans, and you can add a little bit more vegetables. Of course, you're probably already putting in things like tomatoes and onions and maybe even peppers. But at my house, we also do kale in our chili. There are recipes for like sweet potato chili. The idea is take whatever you love with chili, more beans, more vegetables, and it's a great crowd pleaser. I think it's genius. You could also do something like, little baby chicken burger sliders. So you
Wait
get
a minute.
Ground chicken.
Hold on a second. Okay. I want to write this down. I also want you to get to your brownie recipe. You did the blue cheese yogurt dip. You did the Buffalo Party hummus. You have a 7-layer bean dip. You like chili. But what's the hack here? Make sure you put in kale and chicken instead of something else, Dawn.
Yeah, extra beans and extra veggies. And, you know, rest in peace, but I got to say, we need some longevity tips. 101 year, or 102?
Well, that's another question that maybe you don't have a quick answer to off the top of your head. But you've actually looked into the Mediterranean diets or places in the world where people live the longest. Is there a common thread in the diets for those populations?
I mean, yes. This longevity angle of Mediterranean diet is fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, legumes, like that whole genre. That's why I'm always talking about it, even for the Super Bowl. I'm trying to shove extra beans in your chili. I'm trying to shove extra veggies in your chili because those are the heartbeat of a longevity diet. So, yes, for your chili, more beans, more vegetables, please. Kale rises to the top of my list. I got to tell you, it's delicious in chili.
As much as you've talked to us about the processed meats out there and why you don't like them, et cetera, et cetera. Does a chicken hot dog or a turkey hot dog help if I'm going to have a hot dog?
No.
No,
this is a real bummer. The heartbeat of that is that, chicken and turkey have less saturated fat than many of the pork and beef options. And that isn't just what we're worried about with these ultra-processed meats. It's that it's nitrates and so much salt. And it's those nitrates in the processing and all the salt in the processing that is contributing to the bad news. So those are also found in the poultry versions of all of those sausages. But I'm not going to Debbie Downer all of this stuff because you could still do like hamburgers. And so one of the things I recommend, like if you're looking for a Super Bowl party beyond chili, is you can take ground lean chicken or ground lean turkey and make little baby burgers. And then the only ingredient is chicken or turkey. And you're making these little sliders and they're great. And so that is not considered an ultra processed meat because it really is just the chicken or the turkey that's been ground up. So that could be a great, fun way to keep the vibes going. And I also last night just made, and I put it up on my Instagram, broccoli nachos. I'm going to tell you, these are delicious. It's basically nachos as you know them, but a ton of broccoli and then the typical toppings, so you could use beans or turkey, taco meat, cheese, and then cilantro and red onion and jalapenos. And it's beautiful on a sheet pan where you just pop it in the oven. Oh, my gosh. I'm a big fan of these broccoli nachos.
I wanted you to just refresh for people's memory the brownie, your black bean brownie, and don't run away from that until you hear about it. Or for that matter, the fudge, I think it was you made. You've got some other sort of things on the sweet plate that would work at a party or any day at home. We're visiting with our friend Dawn Jackson Blattner. She's the author, the game show winner. She was the nutritionist for the Cubs when they won the World Series. She's a dietitian, a nutritionist, and she comes on with us most Thursdays that she can when she's not on the road talking to a lot of people about something foodie. She's been giving us all sorts of good ideas for your Super Bowl party, including sheet pan broccoli nachos, chicken burger sliders, and a blue cheese yogurt dip that will be as good as your, what's that the substitute for? For a blue cheese dip, I guess, huh, Dawn?
Yes, typically you will use mayonnaise and sour cream in a dip, but using Greek yogurt gets you probiotics for your gut health. It gets you less calories, less saturated fat, and tons more protein. So, yeah, I love that yogurt dip, as the hack there. But yeah, you're right. I ended with talking about broccoli nachos. Another thing now going more into like the dessert vibes If you've never had apple nachos, I got to tell you, it is amazing where you slice up apples beautifully, like, and put it on a platter, and then you just drizzle on, like, a nut butter, like almond butter. You sprinkle on, like, mini dark chocolate chips on top, maybe a tiny bit of low-sugar granola, and it's a fun way to watch, like, your family and friends eat fruits and vegetables. Like, I love this. Like, it's so great. Apple nachos are great. But, John, you really made famous these black bean brownies. I got to tell you, I don't know if I've ever had a more famous recipe. You really launched this marketing effort, I think. What they are is just rolled oats, like, that you would get in a regular oat container that you blend up into a flour texture.
Right.
And then cocoa powder, a little bit of sugar and baking soda, a little bit of sea salt and water, and then the main ingredient here is black beans. So they're black bean and oat brownies, and they seem like they would not be good. I agree with when you're hearing this that you're like, what? But they are delicious, right?
It's cheating. I mean, so then they look like brownies. They feel like brownies. They have the texture. That's important. Then when you eat it, you go, I'm having a brownie, and then you'll notice it's not as sweet as a brownie you've had before. But then you're okay with that. I mean, this has been my experience, and if you give it to somebody and don't tell them what it is, that's one thing. Or maybe you're fully aware, but you're willing to make that deal. And especially if you have a little scoop of ice cream or a little whipped cream on top, I mean, it's all the brownie you'll want.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you resold me on it hearing you talk about it. Yes, I think they're great. And that is a classic thing. You know, what I'm trying to talk about are very classic foods you would get at a Super Bowl party, but we're just doing it in a little bit of a, you know, better for you way where you're getting ingredients that actually help the health of yourself and others, but you're still having chili and burgers and dips and desserts and everything.
I got
another thing.
No, wait, I got about 5 minutes left, and I want to make sure we do a couple of things. So will you be able to post that recipe again on your website, Dawn, the black bean brownie?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
That's Dawn Jackson.
It is black bean and oat brownie. Yep.
That's DawnJacksonBlattner.com. Give me one more dessert idea, and then I want to talk to you about being sedentary.
Okay, so I got to stick on the bean theme, people. Here's the thing. I have a chickpea cookie dough recipe that has no added sugar. It's just chickpeas, some nut butter, vanilla, a little bit of cinnamon and salt with some no sugar added dark chocolate chips. And it is an amazing recipe that if you have out these little, and you don't bake it, it's like, you know, cookie dough, you don't bake it. You're just eating this like cookie dough. It's amazing. And you're eating beans primarily.
Hey, John, I want to eat healthier, but I don't like beans, says one of our listeners. Dawn, what's a good bean replacement?
No, I got to tell you, I used to not think I liked beans, and I just didn't put them in brownies. I didn't put them in cookie dough. I didn't have them in nachos. So I think part of the idea is you've got to try it in more fun things. And lentils are in that family, and all beans don't taste the same. So even though you might not like white beans, maybe you do like black beans, or maybe you like refried beans instead of like the actual beans. So it's just trying it more and having more fun with it that really will do it.
773, how long should you wait to exercise after you eat?
Oh, this is very dependent on what you ate. So many people, if they're eating something light like a snack, can exercise 30 minutes after. You know, it's a little bit. If you're having a larger meal, we're talking 1, 2, or 3 hours after you eat a huge, huge meal. So likely, if you want to exercise soon after eating, just don't eat that much. I call it meal splitting, where you eat part of your meal, and then you can exercise 30 minutes after, and then you can come back and finish it as your recovery.
Hey, Dawn, what if I drain the fat off of my cooked ground meat for the chili? Does it matter then if I use beef or turkey?
Okay, so the idea is there could be lean ground beef and there can be lean ground turkey. Either one of those choices is better than the full fat version, and it is better even if you start with the lean, even when you're draining off the fat. So it's always better to start with the lean, either beef or turkey, than thinking you're getting it all when you're draining it.
What was this study about people who exercise versus the amount of hours we sit each day?
Oh, I don't know if you want to hear this. This is tricky. Okay. So this is a new study. It came out of 90,000 people, and the average age was 62. And they found that people who were exercising 150 minutes a week, which is the recommendation, so So these are exercising people. Even they had bad effects when they were sitting 10 and a half hours a day. So like you think, oh my gosh, I'm exercising, you know, every day, half an hour, just like I'm supposed to. But if you are sitting 10 and a half hours or more a day, there still was repercussions to heart. It was heart failure and an increased risk of death. Oh my gosh.
What are we supposed to do?
So what is the moral of the story?
Yeah.
What is the moral of the story? Is even if you're a great exerciser, you still need to schedule some breaks in the day, even 30 seconds to 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be long, that you're getting up from a seated position and you're do a little stretch, do a couple of lunges, do a wall sit, walk in place, have some high knees, do a couple of jumping jacks, do a few squats, anything you can do to not have a total 10 and a half hour seated sedentary day. You know, take the stairs, park farther away. All that stuff actually matters for all of us. And it matters even if you're an exerciser, all those little things you need.
But you're talking cumulative, not consecutive. So even if I'm breaking it up a lot, maybe for a minute or two here or there, Pete, I think I sit 10 hours a day. I mean, I'm at my computer and I sit and stand during my show. But are you suggesting then that for the day, if you're watching TV, if you're working at your desk, whatever, you should do those things standing rather than sitting, Dawn?
In between, yes. So you can sit, like I focus better when I'm like sitting and paying attention. And then every hour have a little alert go off that you stand up and you give yourself 30 seconds to 5 minutes of taking a little break. Your eyes will appreciate it too, that you are doing a little movement, and then you can go sit back down and do your work. The idea is that you're just not sitting all day for at least
I know that magic number is not 10 and a half hours. I'm awake for 16 hours a day, say. Say I'm awake for 16 hours. So six of them or more, I better be standing for at least seven of them to get under that 10 and a half threshold. So, I mean, right? I'm just trying to imagine how I'm going to live my day now. I sit in my car. I sit at my desk. You know, a lot of people just have jobs where they sit at their desk. This is going to take some rearranging of how we live, I think, Dawn.
Yeah, it really is this idea of trying to walk places. You know, is there somewhere that's pretty close that you still get in your car and drive? You know, are you finding circling for the closest parking spot? Like all those little things. As an exerciser, I was like, does that even matter? It doesn't matter. It matters to all of us. So it's exercise for people who are not even doing exercise, and it's longevity for even the people who are doing exercise.
All right.
So yeah, it's just pay attention that you're not sitting for long periods of time without getting up.
You going to a Super Bowl party, Dawn?
I mean, of course. You know.
Are you bringing something?
Yeah, you know what? I'm tossed between the party hummus and the blue cheese dip because I think those are both super, super easy. And at my house, we're having chili.
Nice. All right. DawnJacksonBlattner.com if you want to see some of this. And for goodness sakes, follow her on Instagram. It's all the cool kids are doing it. DJ Blattner on Instagram. Dawn Jackson Blattner, the dietitian and nutritionist. Thank you, my friend. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.